Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 10, 2021. Joy is a necessary condition. It is written in the book of Zohar, there is no service of the Creator unless out of joy. This is a necessary condition. After all, how can we not be in joy? First of all, we should rejoice that the Creator awakened each of us, chose us, from many thousands of people and wants to bring us, closer to Him. This should bring us, joy, and this joy is not an egoistic one because we have received an invitation to come closer to the Creator in order to bring all of humanity to Him and rejoice together in the revelation of the Creator. It is said that there is a hero in quantity and a hero in quality. Even if the souls of our contemporaries are not as high as those of the great Kabbalists of the past who were strong in their quality, we are strong in quantity. Therefore we need to expand our circle more and more and multiply our ranks. Then a small effort made by each one, in total will be enough to reveal the Creator to all. Then there will be no place for sadness, joy will fill everything because the Creator is revealed in joy. If a person cries and complains, he is opposite to the goal. After all, a corrected state implies that a person is in joy, regardless of what he receives. If he understands that he is in connection with the Creator, and this is what the Creator gives him, then he must be in joy. If I make efforts to always be in joy from the fact that I have connection with my friends and with the Creator, then from this joy I can begin to reveal the Creator. Nothing else is required because this already means that I am awakening and rising above my egoism. If I justify the Creator with joy, thereby showing that He is close and important to me, and friends are the place where the Creator will be revealed, then I am already correcting my kli. In this case we will certainly reach the revelation of the Creator. Everything depends only on our connection. The main thing is not to forget that Shekhinah, divinity, which is the revelation of the Creator, is present only in joy. From Cab TV's A Talk at the Global Meal, November 7, 2021. The Anti-Aging Cure. In the news, BBC.com, in 1965 Jean Carmont, aged 90, sold her apartment in Arles to her lawyer, André François Raffray, a man half her age. It was a vige deal, and Raffray agreed to pay her 2,500 francs, about $500, per month. But Carmont went on to become the world's oldest living person, dying 32 years later at the age of 122. Raffray himself died 2 years before her, on Christmas Day 1995. On the same day, Jean Carmont, now listed in the Guinness Book of Records as the world's oldest person at 120, dined on foie gras, duck thighs, cheese and chocolate cake at her nursing home near the sought-after apartment in Arles, northwest of Marseille in the south of France, the New York Times reported, a few days after Raffray's death. She need not worry about losing income. Although the amount Mr. Raffray already paid is more than twice the apartment's current market value, his widow is obligated to keep sending that monthly check. If Mrs. Carmont outlives her, too, then the Raffray children and grandchildren will have to pay. In life, one sometimes makes bad deals, Mrs. Carmont said on her birthday last February 21. Comment: she outlived the lawyer and his family continued to pay her 2,500 francs per month for 2 more years. She died at the age of 122. My response: not bad. Precisely due to the fact that she signed such an agreement? Comment: maybe. Maybe it kept her going. As a new study shows, after the age of 108, in a statistical sense we stop aging. This sheds some light on the aging mechanism itself. Some animals, such as mussels, do not age at all. Gerontologists say, we are about to discover the anti-aging cure. My response: I had a friend who died at the age of 106. He lived not far from me. When I saw him and asked, "How are you?" he would say, "You know, I am tired of living." And he would walk dragging his feet along the sidewalk. He used to walk a lot. Question: and dragged his life along with him? Answer: yes. He was set financially, in every way everything was fine. He was just tired. Question: so you are saying scientists don't need to research this? Answer: what for? Let a man live out his 70 years. I think that in general this is a decent number. You just have to live them well, normally, and then lie down quietly and not wake up. Like that, nice. Comment: that is a good ending, of course. The ending of the righteous, they say. My response: it is said so, 60 years or in special cases 70. That's it. Comment: but many will disagree with you. My response: let them disagree, but this is what is written. Question: so, actually, this science is not needed. What should a person proceed from? Answer: from the fact that one can still feel life actively and can still bring some benefit to those around him or her. Not that he will be looked after and that's it. I would surely not want to wake up. Question: when you say benefit to others, what do you mean? Answer: that there are people who are happy that this person lives. Question: and then he will live? Answer: yes. Question: that is beautiful. Will this bring him and others happiness? Answer: yes. Question: and the moment it is not possible? Answer: what is there to live for? To keep this animal alive? For what? You descend to the level of an animal, the body is an animal, and only think about its existence. And it exists not even like an animal anymore but more like a plant. Question: and if a person finds a goal in life that stimulates him all the time? Answer: that is a whole different thing. Then he lives for this goal, exists for that purpose. But he must create. To create means that he brings something useful and new to the world. Question: what do you mean by that? Answer: improving relations between people, this is the most important thing. What else could there be? Question: and then he feels alive and is able to keep going? Answer: yes. Because then he really brings goodness and innovation into the world. This not only prolongs his life, it perpetuates him. That is, it puts him above humanity because he thinks about it all the time. Question: it turns out that he is beyond life? Answer: beyond life, of course. This is a worthy way to get old. And everyone can do it. Question: does he age while doing so or not? Answer: physiologically, of course he ages. But everything he does, his soul remains in people. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 30, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why do we exist? Many people ask about why we exist, and it leads us to change our lives in one way or another. I have personally delved very deep into this question. At university, I studied biocybernetics, the human body's systems, thinking that I could discover why we exist by doing so, but I found no answers in that field. Only several years later did I find the answer in the wisdom of Kabbalah. I was always troubled by the question about why we exist, because without knowing its answer, I could not see why life was worth living. In our present times, I see the younger generation especially troubled by this question, even if they are not verbalizing it with those exact words. When we find no answers to why we exist, then we feel our existence here as purposeless, and as a result, we suffer in a variety of ways and intensities. To discover why we exist, we need to discover the origin of existence, from which it all started and developed. The origin of existence is the upper force. The upper force, or the creator, the upper light, nature and several other names for it, is essentially where we all come from, and our existential questions emerge from this force. We exist ultimately in order to discover why we exist. However, how we achieve a clear perception and sensation as to why we exist is another question. How can we attain the origin of our existence? Why do we exist? Is a question that we humans specifically ask, and not other life forms. Moreover, not all people ask this question, and those who do, ask it in different intensities. From one generation to the next, we feel an increasing need to answer the question as to why we exist. Especially in our generation, this question is expressed by more and more people suffering, whether in the forms of depression, stress, loneliness, anxiety, drug abuse, increasing mental illnesses, suicides, extremism, as well as several other problems. The wisdom of Kabbalah has seen a widespread emergence in our times so that anyone who feels this question can find its answer. Kabbalah is a method that lets us undergo self and social transformation in order to feel a new sense of reality, one that is complete, interconnected and full of goodness and happiness. We achieve why we exist when we achieve a clear perception and sensation of the force that created and develops us. Such a new perception provides us with a clear understanding of why we are here. By achieve the origin of our existence, we achieve no less than eternity and perfection while living in this world. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Energy crisis, the problem of unreasonable humanity. Question: as a consequence of the pandemic and perhaps some more global reasons, there is an energy crisis in Europe, China, and Asia. There is an explosive rise in prices of coal, gas, and to some extent oil. Many people say that the main currency of the world is the dollar, but in reality, it is energy. What do you think is the future of energy in terms of human consumption? Answer: humanity is driving itself into a corner. If we are to blame for the development of all kinds of energy consumers, then what can we expect? Of course, an energy crisis. In principle, if you take a sensible look at the world at how much energy it needs for food, clothing, and doing everything necessary for a normal, quiet life without any excess, then we would see that there is a huge overproduction of energy in the world, and we do not need to rush anywhere and do anything. We just have to grasp this a little and cancel all unnecessary things. Let's click on the switches and check what we really need in our life as energy consumers. Then we will understand that we will be in the positive and do not need to rush. And the energy deficit that we all of the sudden notice is being pumped up on purpose. So, I do not think this is a problem for humanity. This is a problem of unreasonable humanity. But all the same, we will have to come to some reasonable decision. Question: how do you feel about the global boom in transitioning to green energy? Answer: this is all just the policy of the green parties and others. I do not know who and how. There is nothing in this. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, October 19, 2021. Love your neighbor, the general law of the universe. Initially, the Creator gave the orientation for the creation to become similar to Him, to reach the highest level, equivalence of form with the Creator. Then it adheres to Him, that is, it ascends to the highest degree of nature. This is achieved by connecting the creation. Previously, the creation was shattered into 600,000 parts and many sub-parts. All of them must connect with each other into one single soul. This connection is called the implementation of the law of love your neighbor as yourself. All other laws of nature represent the implementation of the same law of love your neighbor, only on a more personal, lower level. Therefore, the entirety of nature is given to us, only in order to bring it to absolute unity. What does love your neighbor as yourself mean? It means that a person exits himself and accepts his neighbor as someone much higher than himself, like the Creator, without any distinction between them, When the act of exiting himself becomes absolutely altruistic, without pursuing any personal goals. When we think about the realization of the plan of creation, we must understand that this can be realized only by correcting egoistic desires to become altruistic. To do this, we must create a group of 10 people who will later achieve their system as 10 sephirot connected into one part suf, into one kli, vessel, of the soul. This is working on yourself in three lines. When the left line is ever-growing egoism, the right line is the screen above it, that is, the intention to bestow, and the middle line is the correct use of the left and right lines. The main driving force of all corrections is the love of friends. Our great teacher Baruch Ashlag, Rabash, writes a lot about this. Therefore, if we are talking about the law of love your neighbor, then first of all it is implemented in the 10 between the friends. From Cab TV's conversation about the Book of Zohar. The language of the Book of Zohar. The Book of Zohar is written in a special language, mainly in Aramaic. Aramaic is an ancient language parallel to the Hebrew language spoken in the state of Israel today. These two languages were popular in ancient Babylon, and therefore, Kabbalists use them. The first Kabbalist, whose name was Adam, began to use both Aramaic and Hebrew. In his book Raziel HaMalash, The Secret Angel, he used both languages. The language of the Book of Zohar is not an exact physical mathematical language, but a language of hints, which we need to understand. Only a person who is clothed with those images and events that are allegorically described in it can understand it. Therefore, a person cannot immediately understand what this book is about. However, if he works on himself, studies Kabbalah, is in a group, and makes a group similar to the one that wrote the Book of the Zohar, then he begins to understand what they wrote and the things described in the book begin to play in his group. That is, the Book of Zohar begins to play like a record, manifest itself between them, and shows them what it is talking about. But this happens only to the extent that they are similar to the qualities of the authors of the Book of Zohar. Therefore, the very language of this book, the so-called language of branches, is allegorical, and only those who are on a spiritual degree can understand it. Otherwise, the Book of Zohar is perceived as a collection of stories, fairy tales, and legends. From Cab TV's conversation about the Book of Zohar. Descendants of Ishmael, disturbance and help. Question. It is said that the Creator multiplied the seed of Abraham and gave him Isaac. But there was also Ishmael. Why is it just about Isaac? Answer. It depends on the root of the soul. Isaac is the opposite of Abraham. Abraham is the right line, Isaac the left, and Jacob is the middle line. Ishmael did not have this seed. He remained close but not more than that. Question. And what is Ishmael in us? Answer. Ishmael in us is someone who is looking for the purpose of life and the Creator but always goes in a roundabout way. It is as if he is missing something. He is constantly near Abraham or his descendants and interferes with them all the time. On one hand he helps them, and on the other hand disturbs them. It is written in the Torah that at the end of days, when the children of Israel return to the Holy Land where the Creator brought Abraham from Ur of the Chaldees, this land will initially be filled with descendants of Ishmael, who will prevent the descendants of Abraham from entering there. And we feel it to this day. Question. Does it mean that they want something from the descendants of Abraham? Answer. Yes, of course. They want something, we want something. And in the end, it will turn out as the Creator wants. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 6, 2021. A spiritual exercise. Try to turn to the Creator with joy, because we are in the world created by Him and we have someone to turn to. To do this we need to step a little on our egoism that demands and demands all the time. We are constantly in sadness and dissatisfaction from this. Stop crying to the Creator that He does not give fulfillment. On the contrary, if we can turn to Him, it is already a joy. And if I want to enjoy the opportunity to contact the Creator, then I will begin to receive this joy from the Creator because it will become the kli that He can fill. It's not just psychology, it's a spiritual exercise that you have to work on all the time. The Creator gives us this exercise so that we turn our relation away from ourselves toward the Creator. Instead of digging into myself and feeling sad that there is no fulfillment in my egoism, I turn to the Creator with joy, and this becomes my spiritual kli. It takes a person many years to accept this patent. But if he were to listen and follow this advice, he would immediately advance. Try to turn to the Creator in joy all day long. Everyone has periods of sadness and doubt, which can sometimes last for several years. But as soon as a person realizes that he is turning to the Creator and therefore should be in joy all the time because he is facing an upper force, from this moment a new stage in his life begins. He has already reached contact with the Creator. A person may not yet feel this contact, just like the embryo inside the mother is not aware of itself. But he is already entering the state of a spiritual embryo, and if he remains in joy despite everything that happens to him, it means that he rises above his egoism and passes through the border of restriction. To achieve reaching out to the Creator with the desire to please Him, thinking not about what is happening inside me but about the Creator who is outside, this is the main revolution that we need to make. This is entering the border with the spiritual world. From CAB TV's A Talk at the Global Meal, November 7, 2021.